Good morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's the 18th of November. I'm going to touch in a different way, hopefully, on the issues of the Kyrie Irving and some other issues now that Dave Chappelle is going to be the next one to take an ass kicking. Sad to say, right? It's so predictable, and one wonders why. Would anybody want to stir up the Black community in 2 years prior to a presidential election? Didn't happen before, did it? Does that ever happen if we had rioters in the streets prior to an election? I don't know. It seems to be that would be the thing, but there is a couple people benefiting from this, none of which are, yay, Kyrie Irving or Dave Chappelle, although two out of three of them are used to taking a little bit of a beating. I'm assuming Chappelle will be pleasantly surprised that some of the people that are now going to stab him in the back or previous friends, but how many friends do you really have in Hollywood? So you know the situation. What's happened, I will applaud the NBA Players Association first and foremost for threatening, unofficially threatening, from what I understand. Most of the news on this is like through the hip-hop channels and shit, so you really have a hard time with fact and fiction. However, those guys post on a lot of that stuff. So it sounds like there was a threatened strike because they did not agree with the way that the team's owner, communist agent, possibly Mr. Tsai, definitely associated with communist China, doesn't treat his Black folks very well. He had these continuing claims and things which should have alarmed any normal American, let alone anybody playing in the NBA. And it just looked like it was going to be one bridge after another to cross. And, you know, Kyrie's still not playing as far as I can tell. Not if he is, I didn't have a chance to see what he did the last couple of days. But if he is, he's not playing at the level he should be playing at because it was supposed to be a 5-game suspension followed by all these different classes and stuff like that, none of which will be in the player's contract. I bet you they'll be in all the new players' contracts. So heads up, guys, over there at the NBA Players Union, start looking at all the new contracts. And you'll say to yourself, well, this is like, where did this shit come from? I will refer you once again, as we always say, there'll be links to other videos and other articles, most of which will be from the left so that you can see how things are played. I don't know if any of you remember Bam Margera. He was a pro skateboard guy and overall madman, lived in New Jersey and was famous for being on the Jackass stunt shows. For years, I thought he ran the show, but there's a different owner for the entire operation. And when they went to make Jackass 4, it turns out that Bam, even though he had his contract, from what it says, his regular contract, since he had a drug and alcohol problem, which he had the entire time of the other movies, as far as I know, and also many of the other members have had, you know, substance abuse issues. But I'm guessing they knew that they jumped the shark. This is the last one. And somehow they keyed up on Bam as he was the most visual, I guess, of the crew outside of the movies. And they made him jump through all these rehab hoops and things of that nature, sign all these documents, promoted that he would be drug tested all these different times. Turns out, which is why I'd say watch the video, because Bam's involved, not he didn't produce it, but he's in it. And they also talk about a couple other people. They had a fellow who was in charge of all this, was really a public relations guy and not a doctor. So a PR guy decides when you're finally healthy these days, right? Reminds you of the Britney Spears thing, right? Where they enslaved this poor girl. And if she had problems, she had problems. She definitely had a meltdown, the hair shaving thing. But did she require to have somebody watch her money for like the next decade? Let her live on a set. She's crazy, right? And this is going to come to Kanye because he's crazy too, right? She's crazy, can't control her own money. However, I will make her go to work every chance we can. The Las Vegas series, I think she had done a tour in there too. So we're still going to make money on this crazy person. But when it comes to her standing for her own rights or through her lawyer to see when I'm not crazy anymore, we'll be able to fight it in court because the government has colluded with our attorneys. Which, if you follow her arc, those of you Britney Spears fans, tell me where and in there they finally said enough's enough, because she kept trying to get out, which reminds you of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest when they said, well, if you were sane, you would try to escape. Crazy people wouldn't try to escape from here. Something like that, paraphrasing. Then we have Bam Margera, obviously a lucrative contract. And they, you know, for the company. You'd have to go and look and see what the gross receipts are on that film, because we know that's all anybody looks at, because the rest of the money gets dissolved into the studio somehow. If he had a performance in there, you know, like X amount of units shipped or X amount of tickets, or if he was a flat fee, you know, $3,000 and you show up. So they pretty much drive him out of this thing, out of this movie. He then has to sue, which is money out of his pocket, right? And gets the movie removed. But by then, some agreement's probably going to come up, because nobody wants to walk away empty. Bam will be blackballed. Not that he has any, he has nothing else marketable. I mean, I met him years ago. We were working on a commercial, I guess it would be, and Bam showed up. This is when he was just starting out, all that stuff. And he's okay. You know, he was definitely, you know, energetic, but he's a young guy. He's around, you know, making all this money and shit, but neither here nor there. Right. The fact is, you were imposing things on people that they should, that you shouldn't be allowed to do by law. It's almost slavery. I'll say it's almost slavery. So you go after Kanye West, for they didn't even care about this. But if you look at the following stuff, and this has nothing to do with anti-Semitism or black this or whoever, it's just good business if you're in the business. Who benefited? Adidas thought they could keep all of Kanye's designs because they had an immediate out, which was the German Holocaust denial anti-Semitism laws, which do exist. Go look them up. Austria too. Because Adidas is a German company, first and foremost. Even if there's an Adidas America, it doesn't matter. So they're like, okay, snap, we're screwing him and we're keeping the designs. And the Anti-Defamation League, originally, as you remember, the Kyrie Irving thing, originally was coming down on Kanye too. They went around when they saw he was going to fight. And then you can find this article anywhere because they're proud of this one. They teamed up with Adidas, which in my mind meant somebody other than myself remembered the German anti-Semitism Holocaust denial laws. And they got Adidas to agree to some education program in the United States. I don't think it's going to be taught in the inner cities, which I would assume that would have been the target market, but it's not. So Adidas will pay money to ADL to put together this, I guess, all-inclusive anti-Semitism Holocaust denial watch list fucking thing for people to go take when they're in school, which, good luck, right? We can't even get regular education in the schools. So they have this going on because Kanye wins back into his case, where Adidas is going to probably have, is going to have to return the stuff, or I guess they have to give him money. Irving, on the other hand, he had a Nike endorsement. Now, Nike's getting battered by a few different people, mostly because they promote what we used to call white slavery. White slavery is everything Nike does to manufacture a sneaker. Regular slavery is bringing black people over from Africa to work in the New World and stuff like that. That was the old term. Look up white slavery laws. It also applied to prostitution, things like that, that were covered under what was the Mann Act. You could bring somebody across state lines for the purpose of prostitution or something, that's the Mann Act, or the White Slavery Act. That's just the old names. I'm not saying that's the names now, but that's what they were known as. So you have that going on. So you say to yourself, well, I can get out of all my contracts with these guys. Some are favorable and some are unfavorable. just by having this booga booga thing go on, which it's occurring, and it will become advantageous to a lot of groups to have it. Now, what you get is the Dave Chappelle Saturday Night Live monologue. So Dave Chappelle comes along. I'll include that, even though Lorne Michaels doesn't need any money. He's a piece of garbage. But 15 minutes, very good, very solid. The joke is, I would suggest you watch it all the way through and not expect the anti-Semitic part. He bashes Herschel Walker. I forget if Trump was bashed, but they bashes Herschel Walker as unintelligent, right? That's okay for him to say he's unintelligent. No problem. The crowd's loving on it, right? There's a few different things in there that are definitely left-leaning. Dave is far from I think he is like a closet conservative on certain things, but his racist issues are still, hey, you know what? He doesn't like white people, that's fine. I don't care. He doesn't preach going out and burning down cities based on racial inequality. Has he personally had experiences that were like Patrice O'Neill had an issue with trusting people or something because he had been banged up in juvenile court over some fake stat rape thing, right? So he had a trust issue. This is from their own words. So I'm not making this up. So Dave's got his deal because Dave can't be too, you know, down with one group and expect to keep his street credibility. Hey man, you know, I didn't make the rules and I'm fine with it. We never have to talk. I don't care. I mean, I like work. So he comes out, throws enough bones to the left that they should shut the fuck up. And then puts in what he sees from a black perspective on this Kanye West saying there are too many, didn't say there's too many, says there are a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood. He doesn't say there's too many because then they would really have him like, you know, we're going to go out and kill some. He just says there are a lot, but that's because of, you know, family balances, things like this. The whole issue that is in there is also expounded upon in an Ari Shaffir comedy called Jew. He actually does a stand-up act called Jew. You'll see a lot of the stuff that he has in there, which would have gotten everybody else put in jail, because that's and he's not Jewish anymore religiously, he says. I'm an atheist. So we'll talk about that in a second. So back to this. So Kyrie Irving is in NBA jail because of the link to a pretty much black Israelite, they call it whatever it is, but it's fairly a black Israelite documentary. International Moors, if you've ever heard of them, M-O-O-R-S. It's along those kind of lines. The idea being that the blacks in general are really the chosen children of Israel. That goes, I guess, to the King Solomon, Queen of Sheba thing, which put you in Ethiopia. So the Ethiopian Israelite, which they do exist still, most of them have moved to Israel, and Israel has been trying to get them out for like X amount of years because it's a different style of Judaism. It's a very old, doesn't matter, it's old. Animal sacrifices up until I forget when, which is what the Jewish people used to do. That's why there is the covering over the case of the Ark of the Covenant is. Keep the blood from actually hitting the thing. So anyway, neither here nor there. So this video is still, as of today, as of 8:29 a.m. on Amazon for sale for rent. And even Joe Rogan, this is like a comedy thing because Chappelle being comedy, you get a lot of push, you know, early because Kanye's kind of, you know, he's came out of the hip hop channels and then Irving comes off of the NBA channels. Always better to see the people's perception of this because the people's perception is what matters here, not the corporates. Corporate perception matters when they're out there putting the fucking boots on people. After the fact, they can't rethink it, nor will they, because you can't be wrong in corporate America or you lose your job. So as far as they're concerned, the dice have been thrown. Now, Chappelle's up on it. First of all, the Saturday Night Live writers, like, we're going to have a walkout, which, shit, I thought they walked out years ago, right? Pete Davidson's not fucking funny. And he comes out and he drops this thing. And if you want to see reactions, look at the band in the back. Certain things that are just super left wing, everybody's kind of like, tee hee hee. Dave gets into some of this other, you know, black race stuff. And you can see some guys stop moving. And some guys are like, yeah, I get it. Still funny, you know? So watch those heads in the back, because you got some liberal bastards in that band, I'm sure. You wouldn't be able to survive on the show. They'd fire you, right? So he drops this whole thing. And he's gives his arguments, whatever. I'm not going to recap it. You can watch it. That is considered to be, like, horrifying. And they are, like, still trying to make hay out of this, as we say. CNN, and that's the only reason I got into this, was CNN, do they even exist? Oh, was it Time Magazine? One of them that doesn't really exist anymore brought a woman named Judy Gold on, who's a comedian in quotation marks. She was a writer for The Rosie O'Donnell Show. They don't tell you that, right? Because if it was writer for The Rosie O'Donnell Show, she's a Goldwater Republican, right? She is playing the famous I Love Dave Chappelle, but. And it was, I love Dave Chappelle. He's a superior comedian to myself. I look like a shitbag when I'm on stage, probably, compared to this guy. But he says stuff that scares me. And that's where it's got to go. For you to muzzle a Dave Chappelle, because Dave will walk away. He walked away before, right? After. For you to muzzle a Dave Chappelle, you have to go to the level of, he said something that scared me as a Jewish person. This is what she says. I mean, watch it. She was scared by this monologue. Watch this monologue. I know people that were actually in the Holocaust, actual Holocaust, you know. I'm going to see two of them, I think, on Saturday. And when the ones that I used to know through my mother's other business, they were getting the check, you know, and all that, because they'd actually been in the Holocaust. One had worked like in a carpentry shop. He was old back then. And he had worked in a carpentry shop or some shit for the Germans. You know, they did furniture for like the Nazis. And if he had seen this thing, I don't think, now I'm going to be arrested. I'm sorry, but I got to say, I don't think he would have been upset by this. I really don't. I don't think he would have been afraid. Having lived through the Holocaust, I don't think he'd be afraid of Dave Chappelle's 15 minutes Saturday Night Live monologue. Don't think so. Really don't. But that's the new sensitivity. And this is where they're going to have to parse this whole thing through. Because this is what, like you see in the, I can't say the black community in general. Do yourself a favor. Look at like Vlad TV or something like that. If you're not familiar with it, I'm not super down. But, you know, I know where to look for things. There has always been, under the surface, some anti-Hebrew bias in certain sports especially, and in the entertainment business. This verifies everything that every conspiracy theorist in that community and in others has been saying for 40 years. No amount of Anti-Defamation League persecution, Southern Poverty Law persecution, Wiesenthal Center, none of this jackboot bullshit is going to increase racial harmony. If the idea is to start a racial war in certain communities leading up to the president's election, but it's amazing how that all worked, right? That got started. I guess it's because it didn't kick off quite as fast because the Democrats couldn't bring Black Lives Matter out of the woodwork in time to set it off. Or Antifa to set it off. You can't bring your troops back out up on the field in a day and expect them to work. So it's an incredibly low, sickening fucking level that corporations have sunk to use these kind of the Holocaust, slavery, use those as bargaining chips to keep your clients in line or to affect better deals in the future. And they have no problem doing it because as a corporation, individual responsibility is gone. You want to see what happens when you don't have individual responsibility? Go to the Cambodian Killing Fields Memorial or something. I think they changed the name. 1 in 3 people murdered by their own people because they got a stupid idea in their head. Go to Germany or Poland. Same thing. A bunch of people decided that a stupid idea was a good idea and let's act on it. That's the real, you want the real legacy, is that people are vulnerable. People that wish to manipulate them for financial gain or whatever have always been out there. So what the fuck? I mean, there's very little more you can do to tie all this up, except that these people and these corporations, and that's where you need the leaks. That's why I like Veritas. I want the leak as to who said, let's put the boots to Kanye. I want the leak as to who said, let's put the boots to Kyrie Irving. I'd like to know who over at Saturday Night Live, because it had to go through corporate. Because, you know, Lorne Michaels is a total dictator from what I understand, right? But people above him are the ones that run it. Remember Norm MacDonald's firing? We're staying with the comedy theme so you can see where I'm going. Norm MacDonald was fired. Why? Because he wouldn't leave OJ alone, right? Because OJ was a friend of the owner of the executive in charge of the operation. Somebody over at Saturday Night Live had to okay these assholes doing this antics with the walkout. There's always somebody. But they say, well, it's a corporation. We can't really pick out individuals. Wrong. That's what they did at Nuremberg. The Nuremberg trial was to pick out the guys who were in charge of putting all these people to death or working them to death, as what I had, you know, heard from these other people. Most of these guys were getting worked to death. They weren't feeding them, they're building, and it's a horrible story. It shows that there was definitely depraved indifference. So anyone who tells you, well, they were just cuddling up to these Jewish people and they all died of cholera. They died of cholera because you didn't take care of the fucking facility. You ran them into the ground. You starved them to death. You made them do shit, which didn't help your war effort. You mean they're working in the munitions department. So there's a lot of these old horrible tropes coming back. This Stalinist shit, you know? It really is. They're trying to set up for a purge. They have the January 6th thing still going, right, to some extent. These guys got more time than anybody that I can think of for that. Like, I know, like, manslaughter cases you get out in 5, right? The one guy's doing 7 to 14. He's going to do 70% of his time. You could get away with manslaughter. Well, Philadelphia, you wouldn't get arrested anyway. But if you did, you could probably plead it down to 3.5. All my murderers out there, feel free to chime in and tell me what you got. You know, as long as it's not M1, you're all right. So that's where I have for that. It's really base. It's appalling. I wish if you know, I see these other people, these older Jewish people who are actually religious, who are really, like, you know, doing the actual word credit, have to sit down and, you know, you can't like release an a document, but you have to be able to start policing up your own yard. I mean, they had a study that was more than 50. I think it was close to 70% of young Jewish people were not religious, nor did they support Israel. Just putting in a couple of the subjects that had come up. I think I could find the report if one of you bitches takes me to court, in which case you're going to feel stupid. Because it was put together by pro-Israel religious Jews, because they find it horrible that's at that level. Like John Stewart. John Stewart will say, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And if you go to kick him in the ass, now you're anti-Semitic. Au contraire. Because part of that is a geographical area. Secondly, under the German law or the Austrian law, it's Jewish, meaning historically, meaning religious Jews. So you can't have it both ways. You can't. And I think if Kanye was on the Lex Fridman show and he says, well, you know, Lex is like trying to Dr. Spock him. It's like, well, you don't hate all the Jews. He's, I don't hate any of the Jews. Because he's trying to put the words in there. Because if he had said, well, not, you know, the ones on Thursday were okay. Because now in his mind, he's like, ha ha, he's a total Jewish hater, but he's saying there are a lot of Jewish people in the entertainment business. That's what he said. Look it up. He then came out with a video where he's in like parking lot and he pulls a list up on his phone. And, you know, I guess what he should have followed up and said is, where are all the black agents? You know, I'm a black guy. Where are all the black agents? I've been saying that for years. You know, remember Black Wall Street? How come that happened 5,000 years ago? The Black Star Lines, anything to do with the UNIA, you know, Marcus Garvey? Where are all the Booker T. Washington fans? Where is the whole build up the community for the people? Poor Nipsey Hussle tried to do it and got blasted, right? There was a guy who was actually walking the walk, and he is not the wealthiest black man on the planet. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. It's too easy to put it down to a sound bite that this guy doesn't, you know, is anti-Semitic, because it allows you to whip him for the rest of his life. You know who doesn't get his ass whipped all the time? Mel Gibson, right? He did that Beaver movie. He's sitting on a pile of money. He knows that you can't touch him. And they're like, oh, it was difficult to work with Mr. Gibson as I'm Jewish. Oh, shut up. It was not hard to work with Mr. Gibson because he's anti-Semitic, because you were getting paid 15 times what you would have been paid on some other dud film. You know, there's got to be some moral accountability out there from somebody. I mean, I do stuff wrong. I'm sure you all do stuff wrong. People who just roll through things, especially willingly doing nasty shit to people, that's a sociopath, right? Or psychopath. You're one or the other. You know, that you don't give two F's about anything but your own needs. You know, even if I'm doing things for the greater good, maybe I'm doing it for my own needs. I don't know. I'd have to go back and have introspection. But it's getting done. Where it's not getting done is Jeff Bezos sleeping that freaking supposedly anti-Jewish movie up on Amazon still. I'd like to see the sales, you know, how they give you the algorithm or the whatever at the end of the month. I bet you this was, here's this film before Kyrie gets involved, because it looks like it was edited by like me or another 12-year-old. Here. Kyrie gets in trouble. Hasn't come down since. You know, it would be funny to find out that he had been bought out, whoever the guy was who made this movie. He's another of these, if he's not a black Israelite, he's pretty close. Not that there's anything wrong with being a black Israelite. I appreciate that they have a belief system and that they're out there screaming at people from sidewalks every weekend. I love it. I donate to them. They don't ever want me to give them the money. I try to give them the money and it's terrible. So like I said, check out some of this stuff because it's coming your way. If they could convict any of these guys of anti-Semitic activity, all people within the sound of my voice that are in the United States, if you have an elected or appointed official that you have a problem with, who may or may not be of the Jewish extraction, you are now an anti-Semite. We may have to monitor you. We may have to send you to these classes, because whatever this bullshit that the Anti-Defamation League and Adidas is up to is going to show up in the real world. Adidas has to do it. They have a lot to lose because ADL can now blackmail them to say, you know, to the German and Austrian governments, hey, you know, these guys had an opportunity to make something really fabulous here. And because they secretly still hate Jews because their father made boots for the Wehrmacht, I think you ought to take a look at them. And Puma will be like, yeah, because that's his brother. It's a family. Puma's one brother. Adidas is the other brother. So after the father got out of his master race footwear, these boys took over. And it's crazy, huh? So there you have it. So otherwise, feel free to not turn me into somebody. It is a discussion that really needs to be had. I think the last time you saw a decent discussion on this was in the 60s. Because people actually were very civil back then. I saw somebody, they're like, oh, these Nazis. This. I said, no. The last time you had a real one on there was like, and you can find them on, I can't say where, but if you had a place that has videos that you would go on to look at them, it was, what's his name? George Lincoln Rockwell or something like that. He was the American Nazi. And a guy from the Black Panthers. And they're like sitting in a room. Yeah, everyone's. Stokey, was it Stokey Carmichael or something like that? He was Black Panther. these two guys, and then like a moderator with like the bad, you know, high and tight in the birth control glasses. And they're just going back and forth. And it was disturbing how much they had in common. Because the Nazi guy used to think Malcolm X was great. I was like, holy shit, right? So you have to be able to sit down and not be uncomfortable. I mean, these bitches can sit through Hostel 5, all those stupid gore fest movies. You can't sit through somebody having a polite discussion for 10 minutes. You can't sit through Dave Chappelle's 15-minute SNL monologue without feeling uncomfortable and afraid. I'm more afraid that some of these films are now like, whatever. They're just bad, you know, and they're all propaganda. I'm glad I don't have kids because I'd be like, what are you allowed to watch? You have to go back, like Turner Classic, I don't think even covers stuff except for mindless cowboy films. So, you know, unless you're going to teach them to read the Tuttle Twins books, there's an endorsement, you're going to have problems. And it's going to have to be that way. Black community has to get their shit together. Black community has to say, you are not going to victimize us. And I can say it because I'm watching it. They say, well, you can't comment on anybody else's culture because you're not in there. I know not victimization, but intentional targeting. They're victimizing them by encouraging a mentality, right? Kyrie Irving, he's also bad for the people wanting to victimize the community in basketball because he's got a good voice. You know, he doesn't look like a thug. He's doing all the right things. I think he's married, you know, and he wants to study stuff. You have Barkley and Shannon Sharp and all that who are calling him the house N-word or Uncle Tom and all that. I'm thinking, what have you positively brought into the community recently, right? I don't know what you consider to be positive. And some people say the same thing I used to remember years back, which was, do you remember the Patrick Ewing era of basketball? Everybody had a nice suit. Everybody dressed well. They looked business-like. This is a business. Talk to those guys and say they didn't know it was a business. The game is a business. Allen Iverson shows up. Everything changes. Because Allen, even though he's trying to be authentically Allen, has now brought that whole look to all the players that are fence-sitters, not from that kind of background, this, that, and the other, are being told by Adidas and freaking Nike and everybody, yo, we want you to look as street as possible. All the tattoos. I remember when Dennis Rodman was like the only guy with tattoos. So this is also consciously being done through the athletic clothing companies, the sports teams, and the associated media like ESPN, to set these guys apart. It's easier if they don't look like you to turn around and victimize them. And by victimize, I mean like in a crime, not like, oh, you poor babies. You can commit violence of every level on somebody who doesn't look like you easier than you can on somebody who looks like you. It takes training. It takes 3-4 years of training, depending on whose government athletic team you want to play on. And, but otherwise, you know, foreign looking, foreign this, foreign that, exotic features, boom, no problem at all, sir. So that's just some insight. I'm just putting it out there. Hopefully it'll be larger. Hopefully there is, not based on my giant viewership, but on other people's chances to try to stop this shit before it goes too far. I'm not saying the whole country is going to be engulfed in flames. I don't want some poor old Jewish lady on the way to the synagogue to get thrown into the freaking subway system because people are unhappy about what's going on out there. And it can happen. And I know that the people that have instigated it want it to happen. That's what's dark about this whole thing. They didn't start this because they wanted Kanye to sit down with somebody or Irving to sit down with somebody and resolve the issue so that nobody in the sports or entertainment industry feels that if they have a Jewish agent that they're going to be victimized. And by victimized, I mean robbed. So, you know, what are you going to do? Call in the cavalry. Otherwise, have a good day. And that's about all. Bye.